Dearly beloved, we are gathered together in the sight of God and these witnesses to join this man and this woman in holy matrimony. The bond and covenant of marriage was established by God in creation, and our Lord Jesus Christ adorned this manner of life by his presence and first miracle at a wedding in Cana of Galilee. It signifies to us the mystery of the union between Christ and his church, and Holy Scripture commends it to be honored among all people. Therefore, marriage is not to be entered into unadvisedly or lightly, but reverently, deliberately, soberly, and in the fear of God. Into this holy estate, Jonathan Walter Machuca and Jocelyn Soto Cruz come now to be joined. If any of you can show just cause why they may not lawfully be married, speak now or else forever hold your peace. I require and charge you both, as you will answer at the dreadful day of judgment when the secrets of all hearts will be disclosed, that if either of you know of any impediment why you may not lawfully be joined together in holy matrimony, you do now confess it. For be well assured that if any persons are joined together otherwise than as God's word allows, their marriage is not lawful. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the great work of your providence that has drawn Jonathan and Jocelyn together with faith in you and charity towards each other. May their lives always bear witness to the reality of your love. We ask your blessing upon them now as they pledge that love to each other. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's word.
Of the wedding feast. And again, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again, he sent out other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find.' And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'"
Will you, Jonathan Machuca, have this woman to be your wedded wife, to live with her after God's commandments in the holy estate of marriage? And will you love her, honor, and cherish her so long as you both shall live?
I will.
And will you, Jocelyn Soto, have this man to be your wedded husband, to live with him after God's commandments in the holy estate of marriage, and will love him, cherish, and obey him so long as you both shall live? And will of all of you who are witnessing these vows do all that is in your power to uphold this man and this woman in their marriage? We will. And now, who gives this woman to be married to this man?
Okay.
On behalf of Jonathan and Jocelyn, I want to welcome you all to this joyous occasion. Permit me to read to you from the Word of God. These words come from the fifth chapter of the Apostle Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, verses 30 through 33. For we are members of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, but I am speaking concerning Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Well, one of the greatest blessings of weddings is that they always require of us to reflect upon marriage itself, as the wedding is the joyous beginning of the marriage. And you are here today as family, friends, honored guests. Many of you have known either the bride or the groom for many years, maybe from childhood. Others of you count one of them or both of them among your dearest friends. All of you were personally requested to be here, to witness their vows, to share their joy, and to celebrate with them today. But both this bride and this groom do not want you to think only of them. In their wedding invitation to you, and in their desire that I should speak briefly to you from the Word of God, they have made known that their heart's desire is that your thoughts should be elevated, even from participation in their wedding, to the meaning of marriage itself. The Apostle Paul, in the passage I just read, takes us to the meaning of marriage by referring to three different marriages in history. First, he refers to a marriage in the past, and then second, to a marriage in the future, and then third, to a marriage in the present, such as the one beginning today between Jonathan and Jocelyn. From a Christian point of view, it's impossible to consider marriage rightly without holding these three marriages together in our minds. Because if we go to the Bible, which gives us the source of the institution of marriage, we'll find that marriage is not a social convention. It's not a mere piece of paper. It is, in fact, something divinely ordained. And Paul invites us to consider, first of all, a marriage in the past, the very first marriage that ever was, the marriage at creation, when God, in the book of Genesis, said that it was not good for man to be alone. And so he made for Adam a helper to complement him, and the woman was named Eve, and they were husband and wife. And so we see in this first marriage that God saw the need for a helpmate to complement the man, and therefore he made what would be the very first marriage. And so marriage is a divinely ordained covenant of complementary companionship between one man and one woman created and instituted by God. In just a few moments, when Jonathan and Jocelyn take their sacred marriage vows, they will be taking each other by the right hand, and as they do so, they'll not simply be romantically holding hands as they are right now, they'll actually be making a handshake because they'll be entering into a covenantal agreement, one with the other, because in the very beginning, God created marriage as a divinely ordained covenant of companionship for life. This passage from the Apostle Paul invites you to remember this original and first marriage from the past. But Paul also has in mind a marriage in the future. And this will be the most wonderful of all marriages, even more glorious than this marriage today. This will be the most wonderful marriage ever. This future wedding will be the marriage of the Lord Jesus Christ and his bride, the church, celebrated as the marriage supper of the Lamb. And Paul speaks of this idea in verse 27 as he contemplates the Lord's work in preparing his glorious church as a bride without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Another apostle, the Apostle John, had a vision of this great moment that's recorded in the book of Revelation. Revelation 19, beginning with the fifth verse, you get to see what John saw. He writes, "And from the throne came a voice saying, "Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great." Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of many waters and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, crying out, "Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints." And the angel said to me, "Write this, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb." And he said to me, "These are the true words of God." The bridegroom in this future marriage is the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's referred to here as the Lamb. Why is he referred to as the Lamb? Well, it's because Jesus is the Lamb who was slain in the place of sinners, the Lamb who was the substitute, the Passover Lamb, who shed his own blood and died in the place of those he came to save. He was without blemish, without sin, having lived the perfect life that you and I have all failed to live before God. And he died the death that you and I deserve to die, taking upon himself the great wrath of God that we deserve for all of our sins. And because his death satisfied the justice of our holy God, he rose from the dead on the third day, and he declared to all the world that he is the Savior and the Lord to all who believe on him, who trust in him. And to all who do trust in him, his life and his death is put down to their account, so that when you repent, when you turn from your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are counted by God Almighty, you are counted not guilty. And you are declared by him righteous. You're seen by God as pure, as blameless, as Jesus Christ was, the Son of the living God himself. This is the Lamb who is the bridegroom in this future wedding. And the bride, well, she consists of his people, the church, all who have turned from their sin and their idolatry, their selfishness, and they have entrusted their very lives to Jesus by faith. The bride is the church triumphant, bought with the precious blood of the Lamb, cleansed and prepared for her groom. This is the marriage in the future. So why talk about a marriage in the future? Well, it's because you received an invitation to this wedding that takes place today, but Jonathan and Jocelyn and I also want to invite you to this marriage that takes place in the future. We want to invite you to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That marriage in the future is pictured by this marriage in the present, because this man and this woman are entering today into a covenant relationship that is not only a covenant of companionship for life, but it is also a picture of the blessed marriage between Christ and his church. So they are entering not only into the covenant of companionship that we read about in the first book of the Bible, they're entering into the picture of the covenant relationship that we read about in the last book of the Bible. They're entering into the holy relationship which pictures Jesus and his redeemed people, which will be fulfilled and fully consummated in that wedding in the future, which is certain to take place. So in view of the importance of this event today, in view of the fact that this wedding ceremony demonstrates for us the original meaning of marriage and looks forward to the final relationship that marriage pictures, here are the instructions from God in Ephesians 5 for these two and their responsibilities to one another. Verse 22, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church. Let us pray together. Almighty God and Heavenly Father, how we thank you, Lord, for giving us your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. How we thank you that though we were dead in trespasses and sins, you made us alive in Christ and seated us together with him in the heavenly places for all who have repented of sin and trusted in Jesus alone. We thank you for your marriage proposal to us, for your invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We thank you that our bridegroom, Jesus Christ, is faithful and will never leave us nor forsake us. And finally, we pray that your Holy Spirit would make each person gathered here today not simply friends and family of this man and this woman, but their brothers and sisters united by faith in Jesus Christ alone. For his sake and in his name we pray. Amen. And now, Jonathan, with your right hand, take Jonathan by her right hand and repeat after me. I, Jonathan Walter Machuca, take thee, Jocelyn Soto Cruz, to be my wedded wife. And I do promise and covenant before God and these witnesses to be your loving and faithful husband in sickness and in health, in plenty and in want, in joy and in sorrow, as long as we both shall live. And now, Jocelyn, repeat after me. I, Jocelyn Soto Cruz, take thee, Jonathan Walter Machuca, to be my wedded husband. And I do promise and covenant before God and these witnesses to be your loving and faithful wife in sickness and in health, in plenty and in want, in joy and in sorrow, as long as we both shall live. Do you have her ring? Let us pray together. Bless, O Lord, this ring for Jocelyn, that he who gives it and she who wears it may abide in your peace and continue in your favor till their life's end, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, Jonathan, as you place the ring on Jocelyn's finger, repeat after me. With this ring, I thee wed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And do you have his ring? Let's pray again. Bless, O Lord, this ring for Jonathan, that she who gives it and he who wears it may abide in your peace and continue in your favor till their life's end, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, as you place the ring on Jonathan's finger, repeat after me. With this ring, I thee wed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the great blessing of this day. We thank you for the blessing of life, for the God that you are to us, for the revelation you have given of yourself through Jesus Christ our Lord, whom you've chosen to present to us as a heavenly bridegroom. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have redeemed your church, whom you have portrayed to us in your word as a heavenly bride. We thank you for this time in which we see portrayed the union of Jesus and his church here in this union between Jonathan and Jocelyn in Christian marriage. We pray that your blessing and favor would forever be upon them. For Jesus' sake and in his name we pray. Amen. For those whom God has joined together, let no man separate. For as much as Jonathan and Jocelyn have consented together in holy wedlock and have witnessed the same before God and these witnesses, and to this end have given and pledged their faithfulness each to the other, and have declared the same by giving and receiving rings and by joining hands, I do now, by the authority granted to me as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, pronounce that they are man and wife in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now may God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit bless, preserve, and keep you. May the Lord mercifully, with his favor, look upon you and fill you with all spiritual benediction and grace, that you may so live together in this life that you reflect the reality of the gospel, in which is life everlasting. You may now kiss your bride. All rise. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my honor and privilege to present to you Mr. and Mrs. Jonathan Machuca. Thank you all for your presence here today, and you are cordially invited to the fellowship hall, which is right out and to your left for refreshments. We're going to have a reception. Our photographer, Ashlyn, does ask for immediate family to stay behind, come back into this room for wedding photos, and then they'll join us in the fellowship hall in just a moment. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.